great day. Blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Eye of Kai with your host, Kaitza Rodriguez, aka Diamond Butterfly. Make sure you tell a friend and bring a friend. And come on back every Monday at 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me for some hot, candid, informational, and entertaining, sometimes funny, witty conversation about everything under the sun, from music to food to love and laughter, business, and maybe we'll just ramble and chit-chat sometimes. I'm glad to have you. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's go.
Hello, 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 butterflies. It's your girl, Kaitza Rodriguez, and we are live today. This is not a recording. This is not a pre-recorded show. I am actually here with you guys and ladies and gents and butterflies. I am so happy to be able to be here in front of you and able to have you here with me. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your day to watch me live. Or if you are watching this on a replay, make sure that you drop a comment and let me know that you were here. And as we go along, still leave a comment, leave a question, and I will be sure to respond. They'll let me know. They will let me know. Uh-oh, hold on. Alarm going off. Time to eat. We can't eat today. We are starting a bit late today. I apologize. We had some technical difficulties. My laptop is just seriously bugging out. Here come the puppies. They want to get in. So, like I said, we are running a bit behind schedule. So our show will be cut a little bit short because I had some technical difficulties getting on today. But that is okay because I'm still here and you are still here. Let me just hit this button. Come on in and join the combo. So let's... Oh, did that post? I hope did that post. All right, come here, Coco. Coco wants to say hi, guys. Y'all know this is her thing. She wants to say hi, even though she don't do nothing. Just staring at the... And then she has a whole cow if I don't, okay? You good now? All right, go away. Ace, and you won't even let me pick you up. Like, stop. Stop. This is the baby, y'all. This is Coco's baby, okay? You don't even know what to do. You don't even know what to do, okay? All right, there we go. Both of y'all go away now. That's all they want. They just want to say hi. Hey, stop. Stop. Cut it out. All right, so sit. Sit, Ace. Coco, sit. Thank you. Ace. Anybody know how to train a puppy? I don't even know what kind of dog this is. Whatever it is that is added to him, he is a mess. He's a whole mess. But yeah, so, hold on. You can, did y'all see the game yesterday? I mean, we weren't supposed to talk football today, but I'm just saying, it's post Super Bowl. Did you check out the game yesterday? I know I did. I watched the game with Hubs and with my son and with my in-laws, my granddaughter's parent, my son's partner. There we go. And, you know, so we all was up here eating good and watching the game. It was a super great game. I don't care about who won because neither of my team wasn't there. None of our people's in the room's teams was there. My husband is a Cowboys fan. My son is a, I don't even know if he's a Seahawks fan anymore. And I'm a Patriots fan. So, you know, like I said, none of our teams were represented. And I was so confused about the teams last night. because of the colors of the jerseys. They're so close together. And I, in my head, I was thinking they both were red, black, and gold. And that KC just had more white. And so I was doing my makeup look last week, and my husband was like, "No, KC does not have any gold in them." And I'm like, "Babe, but when I looked it up online, the pictures both had yellow, gold, whatever." And he was like, "No, KC is just red, black, and white." And I was like, "Okay, all right." So when I'm watching the game, KC was in the red jersey, right? They had the red jerseys. They were more red. And no. Did they? I don't know. Yeah, I think they were more red. And it confused me. It confused me because I was expecting them to be the one in the more white. I think that's how it was yesterday. Whatever it was, it confused me. And they did, they had like a yellow stripe, and they had like the yellow gloves on. So it totally confused me. I was rooting for Casey. I kept rooting for the wrong team because in my head, I'm thinking the guys that were more in the white was KC, and they weren't. So it totally messed me up. It messed me up. I'm just trying to post this out. Give me, I'm trying to talk so I don't have no dead air while I'm trying to post this. Because I don't want to do that to y'all. I don't want to do that, but I don't want to be saying what I'm posting either. I don't want to say to y'all what I'm typing because it's crazy. I can't type and talk at the same time. I know some of y'all feel me. I know some of y'all feel me. All right, hold on. All right, we're gonna do this real quick. There we go. Done. Done, and done. Okay. All right, so happy pre-Valentine's Day. Y'all like my slang? Yeah, this isn't that type of life though, but it is pre-Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is in a couple of days. My calendar is not up, but I believe today is the 12th. So in 2 days, so Wednesday is Valentine's Day. Any plans? What are y'all doing for the big day? All of that type of stuff. Oh, you know what? On my phone, I guess I cannot comment back to y'all. Oh my goodness, I didn't realize that. Oh wait, it does say post comment. Okay, I was like, wait, I can't comment to y'all. That's not nice. But I found it. I found it. I can't leave y'all a comment. So, I don't even know how to do this. There we go. I did it. I'm not, like I said, I'm normally on my laptop. And my laptop is just acting funky right now. It's acting completely funky. So I was not able to be on my laptop. So I'm on my phone for the first time. Usually I would be on my phone just to, like, if my husband's in the other room, he might be on his phone because his laptop be acting funky too. So yeah. What are you two doing? This seems like it's going to be that type of day. So today we were going to be talking about love and relationships, revisiting that topic. So because it's Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day week type thing. Last time we talked about relationships, it was a really good conversation. But I've been watching and I've been seeing all of these different types of things, and I want to go back to what we talked about the last time, which was when in the course of your dating, or in the course of before you even get to dating, like, when do you bring up, what it is that you want, what it is that you're looking for, what you expect, all of those types of things. When do you bring up, I'm gonna call it important questions. When do you hit those important questions in your dating process? When do you get there? Do you wait? Do you when do you get there? You know, when do you talk about that type of stuff? Like I said, I remember when I was young, it was called talking before you were officially dating. And it would be during that talking process, like, let me get to know you before we put a title on this. They don't do that anymore. Like we talked about last time, you leave the club and that's your man and that's your girl. And you don't know nothing about them other than you like the way she moved on the dance floor and you hoping to take her home, or he looked nice and he bought you a couple of drinks and now that's your man. You don't know if he's a serial killer. You know what I mean? You don't know anything about anybody, about anything, and you're already putting titles on it. And then as you get to know someone, you figure out this person is not who I thought they were, which I don't even know how you thought they were anything, because you made it, you labeled each other before you knew anything about them. So you're judging, why they say don't judge a book by its cover. You're judging a person by the way they look. So you're assuming that they're a good person because in that, you know, 5, 10, half an hour interaction, they gave you warm, fuzzy feelings or whatever. So you're assuming, you've planned out your whole life based on that short interaction. Even if, like I said, y'all were at the movies, you were at a club, wherever, maybe y'all talked for a couple of hours. You based your whole future on that short interaction. And now y'all done already put titles onto each other. Back in the day, I keep going back to this. I wish we could get back to it. You talked. It was called talking because that was courting. You were courting somebody before you labeled them, before you put a label on to anything. You got to know somebody to see if that was the person or the kind of person that you wanted to be with. You know, do I want to make you my boo? Do I want you? Are you worthy of me? You know, now it's you go home. Hey, he looked good. Hey, she looked good. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna give him my most intimate part of me. And I don't know nothing else about this person. I don't know if he or she got any diseases. If they got 15 baby mamas, 25 baby daddies. I don't know nothing about them, but I just want to get in their pants, and that's enough for me to know. And society is telling us that that's okay. Like, what you saving it for? Because once you give it away, you cannot get it back. And then, okay, so let's go here too, okay? Why are we talking about this? Because this is going to be like a random conversation type of day. So my conversations might go, my dialogue, I should say, might go here and there and kind of everywhere. But I'm going to try to stay on topic. But I might be popping off kind of a little bit everywhere because something I say may trigger something. Okay, so guys say they want a girl with no miles on her. She got to have a little bit of miles, meaning she has to have not slept with a bunch of guys. That's what they call miles. Yet, if you are a man and you're trying to talk to a woman, you know, hit her up, you at a club, whatever, and she don't give you the type of day, then you call her all types of names, right? Because she don't want to talk to you. You're not her type. Even if she's polite about it, you still, you know, whatever. Because you're trying to get in them draws, you know. We go to this show every once in a while. And the one of the coordinators of the show likes to tell the guys that there's all these ladies in the room. Why ain't guys buying drinks? There's all this kitty cat in the room. And you guys ain't out there trying to buy these ladies drinks. You can... And I'm like, for me, as a woman, you think that all you got to do is buy a girl a drink to get her to go home with you? And you are actively promoting buy a girl a drink and get her to go home with you. Like, but y'all don't want a girl with a bunch of miles on her. But you want us to open our legs for you whenever you want it, easily. Even if we don't know you, you still want us to do that. But when you're ready to settle down, you want to find a girl who ain't done none of that. Make it make sense. Because when we tell you no, when we tell you we waiting, we don't want to have sex, when we say we're not that kind of girl, when we say, you know, I ain't giving away nothing, I can't get back, I don't even know you, dude. Like, I want to get, even if you're dating, I want to get to know you before we get to that point. You like, why? Why? I don't want to waste time with you, and I don't know if you're good in bed. Like, is that the most important part of a relationship? Because that can be taught, truthfully and honestly. I mean, how to please somebody, that can be taught, no matter anything. All of that can be taught. But make it make sense. You want somebody with low mileage, but you want every woman you run across to be willing to lay down with you. So if every woman you run across is willing to lay down with you, or whoever it is, where are these women with low miles? And then why is it okay for you to have high mileage, but we must have low mileage, but also be willing to give it out whenever you ask? Like, make it make sense. Make it make sense. I don't understand. The double standard. And just the hypocrisy of it all, it just doesn't make sense. And then, like I say, today's society says, you know, why settle down? Don't settle down. Go out there and fill your royal oats and get out there and feel the world out. And so basically go sleep around, have fun. And then, you know, when you're 30s and 40s, you can settle down. Well, if you wait till your 30s and 40s and settle down, how do you not have high mileage when you out here running around enjoying life and sleeping around? Make it make sense. And then if you're waiting on her, if you are waiting on her, you waiting on her, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you waiting. You waiting for her to give it to you, but you're not waiting. You still out there getting with Susie, Sally, Billy Joe, and everybody else. So make it make sense. Please, I'm just trying to understand here, like, just make it make sense. How come, you know, why can a man have high miles? Let me type this in here so y'all can answer me, okay? Why can a man have high miles? Stop it. But a woman's supposed to have low. Make that make sense. Make it make sense. Because who are y'all sleeping with? Who are y'all out there? Who are y'all out there doing the do with? You know, who are you being intimate with? Who are you doing the do with? If you want it, whenever you want it, with whoever you want it with, but when you're ready to settle down, you want to find somebody who hasn't done what you expect every woman to do. I don't know. You know, so that's two questions of the day so far. When in the dating process should you bring up these important questions about, you know, you want to get married, you want to have kids, you might want to leave the state, you know, you want to find out, is family important to them? You want to find out, you know, what was their home life? I don't think we even talk about home life enough in the dating process. You know, a lot of us don't, maybe not even until we're married, maybe not even until we've been with somebody for several years, do we find out, oh, this person has been through, and I'm not saying that stuff should come out in the dating process, but when, you know, you don't know that this person has had a rough childhood. You don't know that this person has had a whole bunch of stuff happen to them and they're unhealed, which that's the important part to learn. They may have had stuff happen, but have they worked through it? Have they been to therapy? Have they gone through that stuff? Is that stuff still a hold on them? Because that's going to affect your relationship. Are they doing the work now? Are you willing to be a part of their healing process? Are you willing to be with someone knowing that they may have been going through some things, may have went through some things, you know, and they're trying to work it out? Do you know what that looks like, though? Do you know their triggers? Do they know their triggers? Are you invested enough in the relationship to be like, okay, I got you. Whatever you need, I'm gonna go to therapy with you. I'm gonna work on, you know, whatever I need to do to make your healing process more easy. Cause I don't wanna be X, Y, and Z. I wanna be a person that shows you that life isn't X, Y, and Z. You know, there's always a reason why people act the way they do. And I think that we forget that. I think that we forget everybody's story isn't our story. So the way we were raised, the way we were brought up, the things that were instilled into us, or just how we've acclimated as an adult because of the life that we had as a child, isn't everybody else's story around us. So what's logical to you, what makes sense to you, what doesn't make sense to you, what you would never do, does not mean that it's the only way to do it, because somebody else is going to have been, may have been taught something different. The person that you're dating or thinking about dating or whatever could have a completely different childhood. You know, they more than likely did. You know, most two, even if there's, you both grew up in two parent households, it doesn't mean that your upbringing was exactly the same. So these are things that people don't talk about. As general, I'm not saying nobody ever does, but these are important things to think about when going into a relationship, especially if you are thinking of like a long-term relationship and bringing kids and things like that into that relationship, because what you think a family unit is and who gender roles, or not even gender roles, but you know, who's supposed to do what can be different than what your partner is thinking. Maybe mom was the person who worked in her life, and dad stayed home and took care of the kids. And in yours, dad went out and worked. Maybe they both went out and worked and then came home and mom did everything while dad sat around and did much of nothing. And when y'all get together and start having kids, you're both going to expect what you see to be normal if you have not had that conversation about, okay, well, when we have kids, who's going to do what? Are we going to do this together? Like whoever just sees it, gets it done? Or are there certain things that I think I'm better at? Or these are things that I want to do? Or, you know, yeah, this is what I think you should do. You know what I mean? Like there's a whole lot of things that we don't talk about, and they cause a whole lot of issues in relationships because we just don't talk about them until they come up. You know what I mean? We don't talk about them until they are an issue. All right. Quick message. My phone is blowing up, y'all. We don't talk about things until they become issues. And then we are training our children, when we do have children, to continue on these, on that same road. So whether your daughter acts like mom or your daughter acts like dad, you are showing your daughter mom by the way you interact with dad, whether dad's in the household or not, whether mom is out there working and, you know, carrying on four jobs. Like, side note, can we stop applauding, you know, the woman who works four jobs or three jobs and then comes home to cook and clean and take care of the kids while dad sits around and does nothing, or is a single mom and doing it all? Can we, not to say that she shouldn't, like, I'm sure she wants a pat on the back, you know what I mean? But it doesn't mean that we want to do it in a way that says, when that young man goes out and he finds a woman or a partner, he's expecting them to do what his mom did. Well, my mom went out and my mom worked four jobs and came home and cooked and cleaned. I bet you if you asked mom, she would have loved some help. I bet you if you asked dad, who was handling it, who would, because there's plenty of single fathers out there as well, but I'm pretty sure that that if you ask either or whoever's doing it and doing well above their portion of things alone, that they would love some support. As someone who was a single mom for the majority of Well, not, I can't even say the majority of my, because my oldest is in his 30s, and my youngest is in his 20s, and for 16 years, 15 years this year, I've had a partner. We've been married for 10 years. Okay, is that right? I think it'll be 15 years this year. We will have been married 11 years this year. There we go. So half of my parenthood was as a single parent. Would I have wanted help? Would I have wanted one of those fathers to step up and to be a part of the child's life? And then even when I had a partner, it wasn't the best of partners. Like there was no, I'm helping you clean, I'm helping you cook, I'm gonna go out and, the take help, take care of the in-laws weren't like, hey, let me get my granddaughter for the weekend. And you know what I mean? Aunties, there wasn't that type of family. Family for me has been something that I've is very, 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 very important to me. And because my extended family, we aren't close like that. And I've always been like the black sheep of the family. I'm the first grandchild. So anything that goes wrong is always rolled off of my back. It's like, well, you did this, so now they think they can do that. I was always just the black sheep of the family. So I never got, never felt, I should say, the love and acceptance from my family. So that is a sore spot for me. And it's a reason why I go above and beyond. Or as much as I can, let me clarify that. I do as much as I can for those in my circle, for those that I think of as, oh, hold on. I hope you guys can still see me because this thing is acting as if I'm no longer live. Oh, there it goes. Okay. I was like, whoa. I looked at my phone and it was only showing the logo and not me actually talking. I lost my train of thought. Oh, family. Why I go above and beyond for those in my circle, because family is important to me. And I've said this before, I have no qualms with saying it, needing to be needed. Because I didn't feel that growing up, didn't feel that acceptance, didn't feel that love, didn't feel that, I was wanted. So if you don't feel wanted as a child, you want to feel that when you get over. You want to know that you're wanted. You want to know that people care about you. You want to know that you're needed and people are going to miss you if you're, you know what I mean? Those are things that you want. So that goes back to my earlier statement of understanding a person that you are trying to bring into your life or that you want to bring into your life, each of you understanding each other's backstory, each of you understanding their sore spots or things that are important to them and why they are important. And then does that jive with you? If family and being around family is not something that's that important to you, but it is like a level 8 and 9 on them, and it's like a level 1 for you, that might be a cause of grief in your relationship. Because if they always want to be around their family, or if they always want to go to every fa family gathering, and you're like, I don't want to go, that can be a problem. So understanding what's going on, understanding those things, which is where the first question came up, which was, when do you talk about that stuff? For me, I say those are things that you talk about before you put a title on it. Because why would I waste time calling you my boyfriend? And when I call you my boyfriend, that means I'm committed to you. That means I'm working towards growing this relationship. If I know that family is not important to you, it's going to be a fight for you to go to any family gathering, or you're just not going to want to go. So I'm always going to be going alone. If I know that my level of love for my family, maybe my overforgiving heart, maybe, I have no problem with my family just dropping by and just showing up. and you have a problem with that, that means that we probably aren't going to be compatible, because why would I want to be always arguing about something that is important to me? Or is there a way for us to make a compromise? Like, can, you know what I mean? And that's where those types of things come up. But why waste time building something when you know at the start there's already going to be issues, you know? And some people can say, well, you know, it may not always be that way. It may not always be that way. It may not. But you won't know if you wait 2 years, 3 years into you gathering feelings, you building a relationship, you doing all of this stuff, and now you learn, or now you realize why he or she never wants to go, why they always have an issue with your family stopping by, and you get tired of always having to fuss and fight about family coming by or friends coming by, because they're important to you, but they're not to that person. But that could have been talked about earlier. You know what I'm saying? So can we get back to talking? Can we get back to getting to know somebody before we label it? I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school. But I think it would cause a whole lot less of wasted time. Like, you spend some time and you just see where somebody's head is at. See them in, you know, I don't need to do dinner in a movie as a first date because I want to talk to you. I can't talk to you at a movie. Like, I think movies should be like, that's a later date. Like, we spent 2 hours in the movie theater. Maybe dinner is a good place where you can cut, but it's still, it's loud, it's noisy. You know what I mean? Maybe you do something more, you know, let's just go for a walk. Let's just go to the library and let's go to a museum where we can sit and we can talk and we can walk and we can, you know, kind of get to know each other. Dinner in a nice quiet place, restaurant type, like not one of those places where there's like 1,000 people and that you got to yell at each other across the table to really be able to hear each other. That would be nice. You know what I mean? That would be nice. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school. Maybe I'm just old school, you know, but it is Valentine's Day week. So what are your plans? What are you doing? We're not doing anything. We did our thing over the weekend because I'm having surgery on Thursday. So I've said this several times. You guys are open to, let me say this correctly now, okay? We do have guests on our show. We do have panel shows. You are able to email in and find out how you can be a guest on the show. You can reach out to me just by, like I said, commenting on the YouTube page, and someone will get back to you. That there is also that for next week's show. I may or may not be doing a recorded show depending on how I feel. I will be in a hospital overnight. So prayerfully, just that one day, just the one day overnight. And then I'll be home on Friday. Yeah, the 15th is Thursday. And I'll be home on Friday. So Monday, I may or may not be well enough to do a show. So we may pre-record a show. So I was saying that to say that if you would like to be next week's guest, make sure you drop something below so that, you know, they can get in touch with me and we can figure all of the logistics out and all of that type of stuff. And then we can set a date. Well, it would have to be like tomorrow. It would have to be like tomorrow to pre-record because Wednesday is Valentine's Day, and I'm sure you guys are doing. So I'll probably just do something with the hubs. We'll probably just pre-record a show, or, you know, I have a couple of friends locally, so maybe we'll do that. But it is still available. It is still an option. It is still out there to do. Trailblazers Radio has several shows available for you to be a guest on. We talk about all different types of topics. So make sure that you like, subscribe, follow Trailblazers Radio. They are on all platforms, but make sure that you are following them specifically on YouTube, because that is where we go live from. So you want to make sure that you are following the YouTube page so that you can see and hit that notification bell so that you can see everybody's show. You'll get notified whenever somebody on Trailblazers Radio goes live, and then you'll be able to see the full spectrum of shows and be able to know when somebody is live. We are also going to be doing some new things coming up. So just make sure that you are paying attention to what we have going on. We've talked about this in the past, sponsorship and being able to get your products so that we can be like, hey, check out so-and-so and so. This is their book. This is their CD. This is their lippy scrub, whatever it is that you do. We are also here available to do that, promote product, I don't want to say product testing, but, you know, to mention or just mention name drop type of thing. But you can email trailblazersradio@gmail.com for more information on that as well. What are you doing? They're back. So Valentine's Day, you already said hi. Get down. Valentine's Day is Wednesday. And, you know, let me just say this. Valentine's Day is supposed to be for, it came not from the St. Valentine's Day Massacre here in the United States and started before that. It was supposed to be a celebration, a remembrance of a priest who was marrying couples when the law was that if you were going off to war, you weren't supposed to be married, so that they didn't have a whole bunch of widows. But in secret, the priest was marrying people and they found out and he was unalived because of it. So the holiday originally started as a remembrance of him and all of the lives and couples and things like that that he brought together. You know, over here in the United States, you know, everything becomes commercialized. Everything becomes a way for them to figure out how to make money off of it, how to, you know, get it bigger and get it better and not even better. I don't even want to say better, because I don't think that it's better, you know, with all of the commercialization that has been put upon it. But I definitely don't think it's better. I think that they've figured out a way to, you know, to make money off of it. And so that's what they've done, like with, you know, all of the other holidays, except for Father's Day. Like, there isn't a whole bunch of stuff for Father's Day. There isn't a whole bunch of stuff, you know, for Black History Month. You know, there's some holidays that, you know, they just don't go hard for. You know, even Thanksgiving, there's a little bit of stuff now for Thanksgiving. But I say that to say, don't let the commercialization of this holiday take away from the fact that it's just supposed to be celebrating you as a couple, you know, or just celebrating love. Like, it doesn't even have to be, you know, about a couple, like someone that you, it could be you and your bestie. Like, this is your best friend. You love her. You enjoy spending time for you. She's there for you when, you know, times are hard and times are rough. She's a shoulder to lean on, you know, all of that type of stuff, you know? So don't let the commercialization of the holiday make you go crazy. And ladies, we've got to stop going, because if all the stuff that we expect, we need to be giving that right back to our men. Okay. Give it right back to your partner. You know, if they go hard for you on Valentine's Day, don't just give them a tie, you know, when Father's Day comes around, you know, or what are you giving them on Valentine's Day? Like, if they're giving you all of these flowers and all of this chocolate, what are you doing for them then? You know what I'm saying? So don't make it all about us. Don't make it one-sided, because it's for both couples, both people, whoever the person is that you are expressing your love to and your gratitude to. I'm sure that they're expressing it to you because they hope that you feel the same way. Right. And so if you don't reciprocate, they may not say anything, but I'm sure in the back of their head, they like, well, this day is for love and I've expressed mine. And what, well, and maybe you express your love differently. I don't know. But if year after year, you know, they're expressing their love and, you know, you're like, here's a little bonbon for you. And they're like, here's this grand gesture. And you're just like, here's a little bonbon for you. Somebody might begin to think that somebody's love is uneven. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying. But for real, though, let people know. Let people know how you feel. And everything isn't monetary, which is really what I was trying to say, is by not letting the commercialization of the holidays, you know, take away from the meaning behind the holidays. I got something in my eye, y'all. I think I have an eyelash or something. I can feel it. Don't let that take away from the meaning behind the holiday. Don't get caught up in, you know, I have to buy, I have to do this, I have to do that. Don't get caught up in all of that stuff that you forget. Sorry, y'all. What the holiday is actually all about. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, y'all. But whatever this is, it's like it's scratching my eye. It hurts so bad. It's not all about money. It shouldn't be all about, let me say that. It should not be all about money. It shouldn't be all about how much of a gift somebody gives you on any of these holidays. It should be about their time and their presence, not presents. I'm sure you understand that, right? It shouldn't be about this, because that can go. Somebody can get hurt. That, you know, wealthy lover that you have that showers you with gifts. What happens if, you know, their company goes under or their job closes up and they are no longer able to shower you with gifts? Does your love disappear? Or do you pay more attention to the quality of the time that they spend with you? I tell my husband all the time, I would much rather go for a nice walk with you. We could go to the mall and just window shop. I could go in and try stuff on, and I would much rather do that. Now, trust me, listen, if you want to spend your coins, I have no problem with that. Our favorite thing to do is dinner and a movie. This is what we do for most things. We do dinner because we love the same type of movies. And we generally, when we go out to eat, there's two meals that we both want. Like, you want that and I want that, but you also want what I got and I also want what you got. So we'll get it and then eat off each other's plate. That's normally what we do. And that works for us, you know. But listen, I don't need to be showered with all of these lavish things. When I get them, I'm excited. I'm happy. I mean, that's what he chooses to do, but I don't need it. And I've told him this, you know, like, it's not something that I need to know that you love me and that you care for me. I need your time and I need you to be present. I need the quality. Where's she at? Let me see. She's sleeping?
No, she's
okay. You can bring her to me.
Oh, I do.
The baby's here, y'all. Hi, Babodosh. Hi, Babodosh. Say bye, doll.
Bye-bye.
We got the visitor, y'all. We got the visitor, y'all. What time are you coming back? Okay. All right. So, as we were saying, hey, where you going, Dad? Don't let the money part, the commercialization part of the holidays, drive you. Don't let that be your driving force to do anything, you know? it should be about more than love you. It should be about more than money. It should be about more than what is going on. Sorry, y'all, because my phone is bugging right now. I'm like, what is, oh, I know why, because I'm behind. That's what it is. I'm like, why does it look like that? Okay, there we go. I'm behind on my phone. So I'm like, why is it not where I am? Okay, so that was that. Okay, so whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's Christmas, whether it's somebody's birthday, whether it's, you know, especially Christmas, like some of these holidays are so commercialized that like it just doesn't make any sense anymore to the original meaning behind the holiday. Like people have got thousands and spend thousands and thousands of dollars on gifts, but don't pay their bills. And then, you know, waiting for tax time to try to catch up, you know, instead of putting, you know, $5-$10 a week aside all year long, and then you don't have to do that, you know. And listen, I'm the first one to stand in line and say that was me, you know, that I was that parent that, you know, did what I could and did what I probably shouldn't have done. Hi, the boo-boos. And I should have been. Thank you. That parent that put aside a little bit every year. And every year I would say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Every year I would say, yeah, I'm going to start me a Christmas fund. Because, you know, banks have those. You know, some banks, you could start a Christmas fund, especially if you're part of a credit union. You know, you could start a Christmas fund. And yeah. I used to be this. What the boobush? But I never did. I never did, you know? I never did it. Even though I wanted to, even though I said I wanted to, it just wasn't something that I ever did, you know? So, again, learning how to be responsible with the things that we say. Yeah, I didn't think you wanted it either. I didn't think you wanted it. I think you just saw it. You know. So what else have we talked about? Or what else were we supposed to talk about? So I remember gender roles. We did talk about gender roles a little bit. I keep saying gender. We did discuss them a little bit when we talked about when do we talk about what we're supposed to talk about, what we want and all of that. We did talk a little bit about gender roles and, you know, figuring that out at that junction, you know, and maybe not figuring it all out, but at least finding out, do they have expectations? Do y'all expectations match up? Are there something that can be compromised? Or is somebody's expectations like set in stone? No, this is the way my mama did it. This is the way I expect my wife to do it. This is the way my daddy did it. This is the way I expect my man to do it. Like, are they set in stone, or are there things that you could talk about? What you think? Because all of these things, relationships are difficult on their own because you are taking two people with two different paths and trying to blend them into one. And a lot of times we are doing it without any type of communication. We are doing it without finding out any information about that person beforehand. Like, it's like, you don't go to a college, right, without knowing anything about the college. You're not just going to say, oh, there's a nice college, you know, on the end of the street. The lawn looks really nice. The buildings look really nice. I think I'm going to go sign up and go there. No, you're going to go to the website. You're going to do some research. You're going to make sure that they have the course that you want to take. How long is the course? How much does it cost? Do they have loans? You're going to find all that stuff out. Same thing with a job. You know, if you want a job, you're not just going to be like, well, there's a help wanted sign, but I don't need to know any information about the job. I just know that it's help wanted. No, you're going to find out what is the job, what does the job entail, how much does the job pay. You're going to find out stuff. Relationships, I think, are like one of the only thing that we just take on face value. We judge a book by its cover. We say, he or she is cute, and, you know, they tickle my fancy, and so we're going to try to make this work. But we don't know anything else about this person. Half the time, you know, you barely know their last name. Forget, you know their first name, but you may not even know their last name. You don't know where they live. You don't know anything about them, and that's your boo. You know, like, it's just crazy. Like, you are planning to spend as long as you can, I would assume, with someone, and, you know, we're putting in the least amount of effort, the least amount of work to get to know this person before we call this person our boo. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me. Does it make sense to you? No, it don't make sense to you either. It's the granddaughter, y'all. So listen, we got about 5 minutes left. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. We did a bunch of rambling today. Like I told you, today was going to be a rambling show. It was going to be topics just as they flew into my mind. Not necessarily topic. We did stay on topic. We did talk about love and relationships and all of that stuff. I stayed on topic, y'all. I stayed on topic. but, you know, I just kind of went where my mind took me with the topics. I think we did good though today. I think we did really good with the topics. What you want? So I will leave you with this. This is your life, right? And you only get one. There, no, let me, you know, I came here and so this didn't work. So I'm going to come back and try it again. This isn't a practice session. You know, this is life. This is it. So do it well. Do it well. Take care of your mental health. Take care of the mental health of your children. Check in with your children and make sure that they're, don't just ask them, how are you? Because they're going to say, okay, just like we do. You know, they learn it from us. People ask us, how are we? And we say, okay. And then we go in a corner somewhere and cry or drink or whatever we do to soothe ourselves because we've been taught people don't really care. We're just going to say, okay. They don't really want to know how we feel. But show your children and your family members and your friends that you do really care how they feel. You know, don't just ask them how they doing. Ask them in-depth questions. You know, how was their week? What did they do today? Get in there and really, really ask and let your children know that you're there for them. Get a notebook and be like, hey, if you're going through something and you don't want to tell me, you can write it in this notebook. And we have a special place that you can put it when, you know, you need to talk to me. Me and my husband used to actually do that. We had a notebook that if we didn't want to discuss it because we didn't want to start an argument, we could write it in a notebook. We should go back to doing that. And it worked. It really did work for us because then sometimes you can explain things better when you write it down. Like I know I can. And then the emotions aren't there. I'm just writing out how I feel. And then when somebody reads it, now they can come back and have all of the information, why I thought what I thought, why I said what I said, all of that stuff right there. And then they can even answer back on paper. You know, we had a whole discussion once. Back and forth. It took about a week, but it was easy. And then at the end, now, you know, we're like, okay, let's just talk about it now. But everything's already, all the hard stuff has already been out. But make sure that your kids know that you support them, that you are there for them. What you looking at? What you looking at, mamas? What you looking at, mamas? Okay. And remember that you deserve to be treated with love. With respect, love should not hurt. It should not cause bruises. You should not have to be saying, I walked into the door or I tripped or anything like that to cover up scars from someone who says that they love you. Love doesn't do that. And this, that goes the same for our children. We if we say that our partner should not be putting our hands on us, then why do we feel it's okay? Like children and animals, you know, they are, we would get pissed off if we saw somebody beating a dog, but we feel, you know, justified to beat our children. Make it make sense, you know, make it make sense. Okay. Children are just as precious. You know, their brains are just as delicate. They are learning. Their brains are still forming until their early 20s. Like these kids, they come in, they don't know anything. We teach them and then we expect that, you know, we're supposed to say thing once and then they got it. They got it. But as adults, come on now. You know your partner done told you 15 times to put the cap back on the toothpaste and you still don't do it. Your partner then told you 20 times not to do X, Y, and Z, but you still do it. But you expect your children, your five-year-old, to get it the very first time you said it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, you know, right? So I love you guys. I will talk to you all on the next time. And I'm going to leave you, of course, y'all know I got to leave you with some music. Let's see who we are going to play this time. I'm going to let y'all hear T-Way. I'm going to let y'all hear my husband. And yeah, we'll talk to you next time.
Does it like you do? You're teaching me things I never thought you knew. Got me twisted, yeah. There's a part of you I never knew existed. And when you leave me, girl, I'm all shook up. I can't wait until we look back up. Got me tripping. When the weekend comes, it's time to have fun. If I'm being honest, I think about you day and night. With you in my thoughts, it all feels right. I think about you only because you are my one of a kind. And I can't get you off my mind, girl. Girl, I need your loving, cause I can't get you out of my mind. Come on, baby, give me your love. I got to have your loving, cause I can't get you out of my mind. Baby, just give me your loving. Little thoughts of you and all the things that we can do. You got me feeling like Jodeci, like Boys to Men. I'm on bended knees. I try to get you out of my head and put these thoughts of you to bed. But no matter what I try, I still can't get you on my mind. If I'm being honest, I think about you day and night. I can't get you out. With you in my thoughts, it all feels right. I think about you only because you are my one of a kind. I need your love, baby. And I can't get you off my mind, girl. Girl, I need your loving, cause I can't get you out of my mind. Come on, baby, give me your love. I got to have your loving, cause I can't get you out of my mind. Baby, just give me your loving. Give it to me. I need your loving. I need your loving. Give it to me. Come on. Give it to me. I need your loving. I need your loving. Come on. Girl, I need your loving. Cause I can't get you out of my mind.
Get you off my mind.
Come on, baby. Give me your love. I got to have your loving. Cause I can't get you out. You are on my mind.